Midos Perkei Mishnah Aleph. In the last perek over here, we're going to describe the measurements and the layout of the Azora and the Lishkois in the Azora. Kolo Azora hoisoirich meo shmeinu v'sheva aroichev meo shloishim v'chomish. Wasn't an exact square, it was a rectangle. 187 by 135. The number 135 we had before in the width. Min ha-mizrach l'mayriv, going in from the mizrach, which is always the way we go in, towards the mayriv, towards the heichal. And really the Azor was the total area. So min ha-mizrach l'mayriv to behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim is meo shmeinu v'sheva. And now the Mishnah breaks it down. Mekayim Drisas Yisrael, the place where Klal Yisrael stood. And this is always important to realize that we're taking for granted all of Klal Yisrael stood when they were Oile Regel and when they came to see the Avodah on Yom Kippur in a place of 11 Amos. This is the famous Nes where in a space of 11 Amos by 135, which how many people could fit in there, and there were hundreds of thousands of people there, and there was Mishtachavim Rivochim, the Nes, She'ef Shel Lashar V'ef Shel Latayr. So the Mokum Drisus Yisrael was 11 Amos, that means the length. Mokum Drisus HaKehanim Achad Asu Amo, HaMizbeach Shloshim Mushtayim, the width of the Mizbeach was 32, Ben Ulam V'la Mizbeach Es Mushtayim Amo, the space where the Kir, the Kane was, which is Ben Ulam V'la Mizbeach, where only Kehanim could go, only Bishas Avoido was 22 Amos. Ha-Hechel Meo Amo. V'charasui Amo L'achor Beis HaKapayos. The Hechel over here, of course, includes the Ulam, the Hechel, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And then 11 Amos, which were behind, which also has only Kedush Tzazorah, not the Kedush of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You look at the Rav makes a Chazorah over here on the Hechel Meo Amo. And he says, we're talking about the oivi, the thickness of the koisel of the ulam, the width of the space of the ulam, the thickness of the koisel ha-heichel, the open space of the heichel, the amatraxim, which was between the heichel and the kodesh ha-kadoshim, the space of the kodesh ha-kadoshim, and the koisel of the heichel, the tzad ma'ariv behind the kodesh ha-kadoshim, and the toh, and the wall of the toh, that's all b'chlal the me'amah, that was in Perek Dalet. When he cheshmans out 11 amas achor beis hakapayrus, he says from the outer wall of the heichel letzad mayriv until the koisel marovi of the azorah was 11, together with the width of the wall, that's all called achor beis hakapayrus. There's a big tumult over here in the mefarshim on what the rav says. First of all, it's not clear when he says imoivi hakoisel. What is he talking about? He says machlokes. You look over here, Tiferes Yisrael. Others, look at the Mepharshim in the back, Rishash, is the 11 Amos with the Oivya Koisel mean the Oivya Koisel HaToyim that were in the back? Or does it mean Oivya Koisel Letzad HaMarovi of the Azora? Vinishvi, you look at the Tiferes Yisrael, in the Boyaz has an Arichus that it's poshut that the 11 Amos over here is the 11 Amos of empty space, not including any walls. So that's a Shverkai. There's another noise that's worth mentioning, and that is in the separation of different mekaymus over in the Azor, we described Kedushas HaMokim, we had it earlier, that the Drisas Yisrael was the place where Yisraelim are allowed to go. The Mokim Drisas Kahanim, Yisraelim are allowed to go there as well, Litzoyrich, being there, if it's their korban, of being Oymin Al Korbanom. The Ulam Lamizbeach, a Kohen is only allowed to go there for the Avodah, and the Heichel only for sure only allowed to go for the Avodah. Shaila is, what is the Geder of Kedushas Mokim HaMizbeach? According to the Rambam, a Kohen Balmum, who's not being Oivin on the Mizbeach, and Yisrael, who of course doesn't have Kedushas Kuna, is not allowed to go on to the Mizbeach at all. The Ramban doesn't have a problem al Zorus going up on the Mizbeach. And then the Shaila is, what about the Mokim that's next to the Mokim Mizbeach, going from Mizrach to Mayriv, the Mizbeach with the Kevesh, weren't Toifis the whole from Tzofon to Dorim, or rather from Dorim, because Kevesh is on the Tzad Dorim, going up, it wasn't Toifis the whole thing, there was space there. Does that have the Kedushas Mokim HaMizbeach? is that like Beno Ulam and Beno Mizbech, is that Mokum Drisus Kainim, is also a subject that's discussed. Mishnah Beis, Minat Sofoin Ladoroin, Meir Shloshim V'Chomish, we said, the other way was 187. But here, in the width, from Tzofin to Dorim is 135. HaKevesh V'Mizbech Shishim V'Shtayim, so when he counts the Kevesh, of course it's going Mitzad Adorim, even though he first said Minat Sofoin Ladoroin. But the way to go up is from the Kevesh, so you'll count that in total is 62. From the Mizbech until the Mokum Tabois, which is the Mokum of the Shechita, was 8 Amos. Mokum HaTabois, Esim V'Arba. Min HaTabois, the Shulchonos, Arba, until the Shulchonos, where they did the Hafshoto, with the hooks. Min HaShulchonos, L'Nanosim, till the Amudim of wood, where the Hefshit of the Behemoth, in order to be Minateach, in order to prepare them for the Hakrov al Gabe Mizbeach, min ananosim, that was the end of the Mokum Avoida, l'koysel azora, there was empty space of 8 Amos, v'amoysel ben hakevesh l'koysel, there was empty on the other side, the tzad doroim, from the beginning of the kevesh until the wall, u'mekoyim hananosim. The way the Mefarshim have it is that there's another 4 Amos that are toifis the shulchanos. And then Lamaisa, out of the 135, you're left with 21. 114 is accounted for. The 21 Amos, the Mufashim say, take a look at the Tesis Yomtiv, of the 21, there was 10 and a half Amos between of empty space between the Kevesh and the Koisla Droimi, 10 and a half between the end of the Mokum, Hananosim, and the Wol HaTzvoini. Now the Mufashim bring up is that there's a shita, we had this in Perek Beis, this was mentioned in the Mefarshim, that there's shitas of Lezer ben Yankiv, and normal the Tana, the Sugyan Yuma assumes, we've mentioned this a number of times, that the stomach of the Mishnayis and Mesechus Midois is like Reb Lezer ben Yankiv. The problem is that Reb Lezer ben Yankiv is mentioned, again, we discussed this in Perek Beis, that the Mizbeach is Oymid Kuloi Bechetzio Adroi Mishal HaAzorah. This is the way the Gemara in Yuma Daf Lamed Zayin says it, which means that the edge at Tzvoinig, remember the Kevesh is Letzad Adorim, Kevesh, Mizbeach, the end of the Mizbeach was exactly the middle of the Azor. Now what we just said is that the Mizbeach with the Kevesh was 62 Amos. So if you're going to Kevesh with 62 Amos and it ends exactly by the middle, let's break it down. The Azor from Tzofin to Dorim, or from Dorim to Tzofin is 135, half of that is 67 and a half. At the 67 and a half, which is the 50%, exactly the middle, that's where the Mizbeach ended. Working our way towards the Doroim, that means if the whole thing was 62, that means that there was only 5.5 Amos of empty space between the beginning of the Kevesh and the Koisel HaDroimi. That's not like it says in the Mishnah. So if you this reading, what you're going to have to say is that HaMoisa ben HaKevesh LaKoisel, and between the other wall was taka not equal. It was 5.5 on this side, and there was a lot of left over. The 21 Amos that are not Oizge Cheshbin is 5.5 Amos on this side and 15.5 Amos on the other side. It means that you can read it into the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't say that it has to be equidistant, the empty space between the beginning of the Kevesh and the Kaisel HaDroimi and the end of the Mokum and Anosim and the Kaisel HaTzvoini. Just says the leftovers for those two. So the fear of Lezmei Yankiv, you'll divide it differently. There's 15.5 Amos on one side and 5.5 Amos on the other side. This is a Cheshman HaMukhrachas, the way the Mefarshim say it.